This is a previously recorded episode of The Undercard, Hand Combat Radio. The Undercard, Hand Combat Radio. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Coming to you from the Detroit Sound Studios above Active 8 Gaming, it's The Undercard. Bringing you the best in hand combat coverage with feature interviews, major events, and the hottest ring girls from around the nation. The Undercard is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. And now, here they are, always in your corner, Brad, Marv, and Jimmy.
July 28th, it is episode officially 150. I remember when the state of Michigan.
It's our sesquicentennial.
Right. I remember the logo and everything.
Our sesquicentennial.
Speak English, Marv.
150 years. You're wearing a shirt, Jimmy, that says Michigan established 1837.
That's right.
So when was our sesquicentennial in Michigan?
I was in grade school. So
1987,
fourth
yes.
Yeah, fourth grade.
So this is our 150th show, nice. Sesquicentennial.
I was told there would be no math.
Sorry. Exactly. There's always math when I'm involved.
I got to open up with this story, okay? So I loved Foursquare, and I remember Dave and the IT and the D people talking about Foursquare, and I remember I don't think Dave really liked Foursquare.
Wait, are you talking about the game you played with a basketball
the
check-in app?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Then what happened is it changed and it went to crap, right? You used to win these badges, and really in life it is true. It's the stuff you can't buy that's more important.
Because, it's all about gamification.
Right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I would get these badges and I'd be like, great. And then I thought it would be absolutely great if Foursquare actually produced these things for real. You know, like it would send them to you in the mail. Well, lo and behold, Untappd hooked me in by giving away patches for drinking beer. I was like, I drink beer anyway, so you know, this is great. I get fictional patches. Old Style Beer, which is based in the I think it actually comes from Milwaukee, but it's huge in Chicago. They had this thing where you drink neighborhoods in Chicago, and you get a badge. But not only do you get a badge, they will mail you one in the mail of the actual badge, so you could put it on jackets and stuff.
Oh.
They had 19 neighborhoods to do, and I decided I'm going to go to Chicago and knock
challenge
out 19.
Challenge accepted.
Right. I utterly failed. We got three. Three out of 19.
So you get virtual badges and real badges?
Yes.
Awesome.
Sent to you.
That's sweet.
What happens when you get 10?
If you got 10, you were entered in to win a bomber jacket of Old Style. And then you were entered in to win a kegerator, I believe, if you got all 19.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, here's the thing.
You see Dave's eyes just go,
yeah, I saw that.
It was a great promotion. Unfortunately, my last trip to Chicago, I found out when I got back from Chicago, they were doing this promotion, Old Style Beer. So I didn't get credit for any of those. And then we're coming up on the deadline. The deadline was July 31st, so I had to go get it done, and I'm more time poor than anything. It's just tough for me to fit stuff in. So we start, and we're going to do, you know, as we're driving, Rochelle's like, hey, we're going to figure out which neighborhood to start with. She picks South Chicago to start with.
Oh, great choice, Rochelle.
It was first alphabetically, so
right.
Why not?
South Chicago, which is legendary for being violent. Legendary for being
what can possibly go wrong?
A war zone.
It's only where Bad Leroy Brown is from.
As I'm driving, I'm like, I've never been on this way, 57 Memphis towards like a different part of Chicago. So we go to Beverly, which is the first on the list, which is a neighborhood, an Irish community in Chicago, and we go to our first Irish bar we see in Beverly, and lo and behold, Dave will appreciate this. I'm drinking Old Style. I slam it in 2 minutes. I'm ready to go get all 19. Check in. No badge.
Oh.
No badge.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What?
So we start going down the street to other bars to try to get this one badge.
Do you have Old Style? No, we're all out of it.
So here's the technical thing, because now I'm Googling Old Style, like people that have had problems with this. I mean, we drove for these badges.
Right.
Like, it's so stupid. Like, Old Style should sponsor our show forever. So we're going down. So I guess they picked the central point. So let's say Wrigleyville, which is a neighborhood. They picked the central point, which would be Wrigley Field for Wrigleyville. Mm-hmm. Then they gave you a circumference, Well, we started just outside that circumference in Beverly. So
again,
we wasted,
a bad choice, Rochelle.
We wasted like an hour and a half in South Chicago. Uh-huh. And I wasn't getting credit. We finally get the Beverly patch, and it was like hallelujah, right?
Uh-huh.
By that time, we decided we're going to go to a Cubs game. Because, I mean, I wanted the patch.
Well, we're already hammered.
Yeah, right. Yeah, of course. Right.
From all the bars that didn't work.
No, unfortunately, no.
We only drank, like, right. One. Right.
The problem with it is I was sober because I was trying to figure out what the hell was going wrong. Because I was like, I'm scared they pulled the promotion. I'm scared they, you know, did all this. So then we go to the Cubs, and we check in. And Wrigleyville is like Hamtramck. So, okay. Like, Hamtramck being – it sits in Lakeshore neighborhood. So it's surrounded by a neighborhood.
Okay.
So we check in at Wrigley Field, and we get two badges because we get the Lakeshore because the circumference goes around it. And we get Wrigleyville by drinking an old style in there. And then I wanted to get 10 minimum. We come back with 3.
That 30% is a losing grade.
What a cool promotion.
It's a failing grade.
Yeah. Absolutely great promotion. Yeah. Old great style idea. Beer is actually a really good beer. It's like it's in the Bud Light clean.
It was very easy to drink.
Right. Great promotion. Great idea. You got to look it up, my friend.
I will. I have to go check it out.
It was only till July 31st. I wish I could hit every neighborhood, you know. Actually, when I met you, Marv, I was hanging in Chicago all the time. Yeah. And so, like,
we can't afford to go back.
That was one of the one thing about it is I wanted to hit as many neighborhoods as I possibly could. But being, like I said, having no time to do anything, we were unable to do it. But what a really cool promotion, because I got really mad when Foursquare, who'd they merge with?
They didn't merge. They split their app.
Oh, my God. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And then got ugly stickers.
Yep.
Right, and then all the little badges I had collected from staying out at 4 a.m. and drinking when I shouldn't, and all these little fun things I had, I one day opened it, and this little cartoon app took these apps and put it through a blender, and it came out stickers, and I lost all my patches. And it's now called something different.
Swarm.
Yeah, Swarm.
Yeah.
And they ruined what it was good at. But then Untappd, which I drink a lot of beer, took what Foursquare was good at, and now applies it with these little fictional badges, except Old Style's actually producing them. And it's amazing. These badges mean nothing. I could show them to you on the phone. You know, I might get one for drinking Ninja Chicken tonight from falling down. But they mean everything to me. Like, I get a badge, and it makes me happy.
Well, those type of things, the coming up with that is a genius idea, right? Like, it costs – you're not making anything, right? It costs really nothing to make those, virtual whatever. So when Farmville was huge, I remember seeing – the first time I saw this kind of promotion –
Farmville.
Right, was 7-Eleven had like buy the giant Slurpee.
They had the same thing for Mafia Wars.
Well, I'm just saying like
– addiction.
But I'm just like it was perfect. Like they weren't giving you anything.
Right.
You bought a big Slurpee and then they gave you a code to get like a free tractor for your farm. And, of course, people swarmed in there to get their free tractor. Uh-huh. It was nothing. It was ones and zeros. We don't have to buy hats anymore and get a free hat with a Slurpee. It's a virtual tractor.
So Untappd is genius because they took what was good, and Untappd is my app, man. I go there every time I check in. It's a way to monitor my liver functions. So when a doctor asks, I'll be like, hold on, I'll get it to you. 138 beers.
Let me give you the readout. Yeah.
Right, exactly. You know, do you drink moderately? Hold on, I'll give you an accurate number, and you determine what it is. So Untappd's really cool. They keep the stats that you used to when you were in college and stuff. Like, you know, hey, I just drank 21 beers tonight.
I assume with yours.
I was going to say I never – kept those kinds of stats. Right.
I assume your app just has you like at the top, like it can't register.
No. That, you know, when 27-year-old Brad would have been like, he probably got profit sharing for an Untappd or something like that. But 37-year-old Brad does it moderately. Actually, Rochelle has a friend who's
really, because 37-year-old Brad is the one who drove all the way to Chicago simply to get 10 patches for drinking beer.
No, there was something else that was my.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to get shot in South Chicago, of course.
Never mind.
I forgot about that.
Cubs
game. It was my first Cubs game. First time in Wrigley Field.
Was it all you dreamed it could be?
Yes, it was.
It is. It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, and this is, I know Dave doesn't like baseball too much. If you've not been to Wrigley Field, you got to go to Wrigley Field.
Was it exciting?
Yes.
I know you're lying because it's baseball, and baseball is never exciting.
I love
and it was
baseball.
The Cubs, so it doesn't count.
Oh, no. It was amazing. No. It was an amazing game. It was like record
Even I've been to Wrigley Field.
It's been great, isn't it? Beautiful.
You got to go once.
Wrigley Field even if you're not a baseball fan.
You got to go to Boston. You got to see the Green Monster.
Exactly.
You got to play hockey. You had to go to Old Maple Leaf Garden. You had to go to the Old Forum.
It's history, and you got to kind of do it.
I don't think you do.
I think you do.
I really don't think you do.
I think you do.
So I thought it was cool to get the Wrigleyville patch in Wrigley Field, which it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't really mean anything. It's all fake patches and all that fake stuff. And
no, they're real.
Well, now they're real, but I'm saying that they are fake in the past.
So you did get one?
No, we will get one in the mail.
Three.
In the mail.
Yep.
I have three of them.
They were really cool looking.
Why don't you Google them and see the neighborhoods really quick?
The ones that we got are actually
Google
really
Old
cool
Style looking. Untapped and it'll come up.
Old Style Untapped.
Yeah.
Hold on.
The gerbil, and by the way,
the gerbil's trying to get on the wheel.
Untapped or
untapped?
Untapped.
Yep.
There's and no E.
Here's the thing about it. Like Old Style.
UNTAPED? Or I mean,
PPD.
PPD.
We would love to be sponsored by you, Old Style. So you can email us through our page. At facebook.com/radio-untapped.
Oh, look at that.
Support. Wrigleyville patch, the Gold Coast, Beverly.
Field that have the Old Style logo on them.
Hmm. Yes. There was a lot of signs. There was good signs for the Chicago.
I like how there's one that's the South Loop. Like, even they don't want you to stop in South Chicago. They're like, just drive through really quick and we'll give you the patch.
No, they mean the L Train South Loop. So I imagine where it's...
Wrigleyville, Gold Coast, Beverly, Lincoln Square.
I really wish I had more time.
That's actually,
to go
if
get
I
them.
Move to Chicago, that's where I'm going to be living.
Lincoln Square?
Is in Lincoln. Yeah.
All right.
Wicker Park, like as a fat man, South Wicker is my enemy.
So
Aurora.
Those chairs just don't hold up.
No, like I can hear them like snap, crackle, and popping every time.
All right, so that's my little tirade to get the show started. So we got we're going to talk UFC in the beginning, then TFC Fight Zone, and then from there we're going to talk about I'm just going to highlight here really quick. Our good friend Jimmy Pache is looking for love in all the wrong places.
Before we get into that, though, I may have a surprise guest coming.
Surprise guest?
Yeah, they're gonna add their input into that as well.
Oh, I thought maybe you hired a hooker for him or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow!
So
I think I know who the.
We're in Chicago maybe. For just a little bit, and all of a sudden Oprah's coming here?
Yeah. I was going to say Dr. Oprah? Phil.
You know.
Say Dr. That. Phil. No, you're not a monster, all right? You're only a monster when you drink.
You know, although it doesn't deal with the fights, I guarantee you it's going to be a great conversation. And yes. we're going to – actually, I appreciate Jimmy throwing his life out there.
Yeah, and as promised, I did write the Shakespearean – don't get your hopes up, but I did try.
I want to hear it.
And we'll get to that when
there
we get
is
into
no
that
try,
segment.
Only do.
Yeah. Well, I realize that my ability to write, and especially write in that style, is directly linked to my confidence. And since my confidence is so low right now, so is my writing.
Jimmy, excuses are like assholes. Everybody has
I
one.
Know. I know. Anyways.
All
but
right.
Yeah, we'll get to that when we get to that segment.
So last week was our first show on Podcast Detroit in Love the New Home.
Absolutely love
it. Love
the new
airwaves / internet waves, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that same day, we get home after talking UFC, and Tuesday night, Stitch Duran, who is probably the most recognized cut man
absolutely.
Currently in boxing and in MMA.
I mean, it doesn't hurt that he looks like Geraldo Rivera.
No, I thought he looked like the police chief from Miami Vice. What was that actor's name?
Oh,
James
Edward Olmos.
I think he looks like him.
He looks like a cross between the two.
Right.
Yeah, he looks like a cross between the two. Yep. Yeah, because he was on Battlestar Galactica too.
Yep. There we go. Without the mustache,
he though, does so look. I know. I didn't think about. It. He does look like Edward James Olmos.
Yes, exactly.
Like a lot.
Yeah. Like I said, he's like a cross between Geraldo Rivera and
If those two had a love child, this is what it would look
get
like.
Get in here, Crockett and Tubbs. See. I knew the detectives' names, but anyways. So what happened, Jimmy? Break
right,
it down.
So I'm gonna read the article. This is on MMA Fighting, SB Nation. I'm just gonna read the article. So this is what Dana White said.
Is it a long article? Do I have a time to get a refill?
Yeah.
Okay.
If Dana White and Stitch Duran weren't friends then, well, they certainly are not now. White, the UFC president, said on the Fox Sports 1 post-fight show following UFC on Fox 16 that Duran will not be coming back to the UFC and made sure to emphasize that he and the legendary cutman were not that tight.
What's in there?
Stitch Duran needs to learn what the meaning of the word friend is, White said. Stitch Duran and I were never friends. We were working associates. We came up together in the boxing world, and when we hired Cutman, he was one of the guys I brought in here. Friends are people you call on the phone, hang out with, you talk to all the time. Don House, who's one of our Cutmen, he and I were very close and still are. Stitch was never my friend. Now, the reason for this statement is because Stitch Duran, because of the Reebok deal with the UFC, he basically made comments to a publication called Bloody Elbow about losing his sponsorships. With the Reebok deal, nobody in the UFC, not the cornermen, not the cutmen, not the fighters, not the trainers, nobody can have a different sponsor besides Reebok. But Reebok is not paying for the cutmen, the cornermen, the refs to have, you know, anything but wearing the Reebok apparel. So Stitch Duran and guys like him were losing out on a huge chunk of money from the Reebok contract, and he said to Bloody Elbow that he didn't think that was fair. He said, it's a solid shot. I got paid on a monthly basis, so it definitely added up. I made really good money on that sponsorship, talking about the different sponsors he had. So it's kind of a shocker to transition. The very next day, Duran said he was fired by the UFC due to the comments. The UFC has still not released an official statement on the matter. However, after a deluge of social media backlash, Reebok did release a comment on Twitter. UFC fans, we have no input on decisions of UFC employment or fighter compensation. Our focus is providing the best gear for fighters and fans. we'll get to that later. Duran told MMAfighting.com that he was disappointed that White didn't call him and fire him directly, since White was the man who hired him to the UFC in 2001 after the two saw each other at a K-1 show in the Bellagio in Las Vegas. He said, another thing that pisses me off is that he didn't have the balls to call me directly. So basically, Duran said something, and this
that
is just
that the UFC disagreed with.
That the UFC disagreed with, Dana White disagreed with, and he was summarily dismissed. And I think that was probably the biggest mistake Dana White had, one of the biggest mistakes Dana White has made in his career. Number one being the Reebok deal itself.
Right. So that happens on Tuesday night, and the thing is that their official statement is Dana White after UFC, in which he says that we were never friends. Why would I call? We have 350 employees and such. The problem I have, like, you know, I started thinking about it, right? And I don't want a world without Dana White. I think Dana White is good for MMA, and this isn't just throwing it out there. I think he is. I think it's almost like when Hugh Hefner dies, and I said this at the old Hamtramck Radio Network. When Hugh Hefner dies, I don't think Playboy will exist. I really think the magazine will go into bankruptcy, and it won't matter anymore, right? Even that, as weird and creepy as Hugh Hefner was, I don't think the magazine exists.
I disagree. Because the magazine has not had anything to do with Hugh Hefner since
the
90s.
It's all the lifestyle that he pretended to have.
What I'm saying is he is just a figurehead. He is just a poster child for the, like, he's a symbol, I guess is what you could say, for the Playboy. The Playboy empire is run by other people and has been since the 1990s.
True. Correct.
Hugh Hefner has nothing to do with it. So when he dies, nothing's going to change.
But
I disagree, and I will
together,
bet
though?
I will bet a hundy on that.
Okay.
All right. Be the witness, Liz. Yes. A hundred that 2 years after, so this might be, we might be on undercard year five,
right,
that it will go bankrupt. Because he sells the lifestyle. Even he admits that he sells that bachelor lifestyle of, like, being swinging and everything like that.
So you don't think that the minute Hugh Hefner dies, that men's desire to look at boobies will go away?
I don't think it's going to
go
away.
No one does
bankrupt.
Because internet kind of ruined that anyway. So all they have is the lifestyle now.
Well, I don't read it for the pictures. I read it for the articles.
I don't think it's going to go bankrupt, but I don't think it's going to be as good as it is now.
Liz, yeah, right. Liz, if you're at the Playboy Mansion, do you want a picture with one of the girls that have been in the Playboy?
No.
Or do you want a picture with Hugh Hefner?
Right, but the average guy who buys Playboy can't go to the Playboy Mansion and get his picture taken with Hugh Hefner. The average guy who buys Playboy wants to look at naked ladies and read jokes and the occasional interview with an important person.
But isn't he the person that says, like, yes or no to the pictures that are taken?
No.
No, he's still technically editor, and I think he does sign off on a lot still.
It won't be the same. It won't be the same.
It won't be the same. And that's exactly where, when Dana White decides to ride off into the sunset, it's going to be a very sad moment for UFC, because when he rides off, he's been UFC since, you know, UFC, what, 19, 20? I think he's been like UFC 19 or 20 or something like that. So maybe a little less or later than that. But anyways, he's been UFC. So when he goes away, there's going to be a void to be filled. Now, this is the problem that I have with what's happened, is that all this stuff that's happening on the outside is distracting from the fights itself. We aren't here talking about Dillashaw winning. Mm-hmm. We're not here talking about the rest of the fight card, our friend Darren losing. We're talking about all the other distractions, because Dana could take the high road, I think, and have just been like, hey, you know what? It didn't work out. I mean, everyone knows why Stitch was fired. What's wrong with Dana coming out and saying, listen, we got to deal with Reebok? Just like when we have a sponsor, and Marv, if we had a sponsor with Reebok and you were saying Nike stuff on here, I'm going to have, you know, you're going to be let go. Why can't he just come out and say, you know,
that's
what?
Good to know. I didn't get fired over the Catholic, the Knights of Columbus thing, but. Right. But don't mess with Reebok and Nike.
That
you heard it here first. You heard it here first.
Hold on.
You heard it here first. Reebok more powerful than the Catholic Church.
Okay, hold on. And this is what I'm going to say. And I agree with you, Brad. If Marv was come out here, but if Marv came out here and said, you know what, you know, let's say that Marv was on another radio show and they said, okay, you're on the undercard, and you guys are. You know, just switched to Reebok. You used to have Nike. What do you think about that? And Marv said, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to lose out. You know, I'm not really happy because I'm losing out on some money. He's not disparaging Reebok. He's not saying that he disagrees with it. All he's saying is, you know, it kind of sucks for me because I can't make the money that I used to make, and that kind
of
sucks.
Well, first
of all,
which
is exactly what Stitch said. He didn't say UFC was wrong.
No.
He didn't say Reebok was bad. All he said was, it sucks that I'm losing money.
But I'm not taking sides. I'm just saying that Dana or the UFC should have came out and said, listen, we have a deal with Reebok. And let's be honest, it's in the critical infant stage. Just like when you have a little baby and you don't want germs around it. Like this thing with Reebok is either going to do well or it's not going to do well. And a lot's riding on UFC's reputation on whether these fight kits sell.
So do you think that Reebok didn't call Dana White up and say, get control of your boy?
No, because they immediately wanted to be distant from the situation.
Right.
They're like, hey, listen, well, we're not regarding.
On the surface, yeah, but you don't think that in the background somebody called and said, hey, your guy, like, you need to get control of him?
No,
I disagree. I think they did.
No, I know they don't.
Because Reebok's not evil.
That goes on. Right.
Right.
Dana
and then,
is.
And then Bloody Elbow. Bloody Elbow, you know, we've had UFC people on here.
Yeah.
I like to get it going. I would feel pretty bad if I was Bloody Elbow, because they kind of walk Stitch into that. Because I would know what
was
going to happen.
Yes, I would, because I don't think they ever thought that something like that would happen. I thought, you know, they asked a simple question. He gave a simple, straightforward answer that wasn't inflammatory or derogatory towards any of the companies, and he got fired from it. So, yeah. If I was Bloody Elbow, if I was that interview, I would feel bad. I would actually kind of be going, what the hell just happened? How did that turn into that?
Right. And we've been doing the show for 2 years, and I know questions that will get fighters into trouble. And I know questions other people we've had that will get people in trouble. And I try to avoid that because I'm not looking for anyone to get hurt. Occasionally, like Mark Coleman, who we had on, who is a UFC legend, and Art Davey, who we have coming on, maybe I'll stir it up because they're no longer associated with UFC, but I know what happens when you talk bad against UFC. So, like, if you're Bloody Elbow and you're the guy that initiated the question, you probably feel a little bit bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He probably does, or she, or whoever.
So, Dana White comes out later. We got to talk about this. So people were mad because Stitch Duran.
Yeah.
No one knows Stitch Duran, and I tell Rochelle this all the time, is that people think they know people because they see them all the time, but then, like, you don't know people, right? So, like, maybe the image they give off, but Stitch Duran comes across as a really nice guy. So everybody in the MMA community and amateur MMAs and all this stuff are immediately mad that Stitch Duran was let go by Dana White. So what'd they do? They hashtag Dana White, right? They're saying, hey, I'm mad. I'm not going to buy UFC.
Well, and then, no, I thought he actually – it was – Dana White was having a Q&A.
Like, No. He answers Twitters. He was answering Twitter.
Right. No, but he was having a Q&A on Twitter about UFC 189, but it turned into everybody, you know, attacking UFC and Dana because of what happened with Stitch.
Right. And right. then Dana comes across as looking a little bit bullish.
So let me read a couple of these things. Bit. So these are some of the Twitter exchanges between other people and Dana White. So ESS or ES Smith SD says, can't blame them. He is taking money out of their pockets to line the company coffers. If I'm wrong, say so. Dana White responds with, nobody gives a shit what you think. Robert Emma says, great job with Stitch. When did you guys stop being smart businessmen? Dana White's response was, whoa, get a new profile pic. That's brutal. Crafty Bernardo says, I was thinking about speaking out on Reebok this Saturday. Glad I didn't. They suck. Fire me and bring back at Stitch Duran. Dana White responds with, I don't own McDonald's.
So he's implying the guy works
right.
at McDonald's.
Let's see. Funny, though. Rob La Ross says, deal not only keeps fighter pay shamefully low, it makes it worse. Total misread of fan base. Dana White responds with, the fan base of with one follower in our cartoon profile pic, where are you dorks coming from tonight?
So I noticed that Dana will not like address the issue. He just...
No, he attacks the people.
Yeah.
Marcus Strong says, UFC Dana White screwed over Stitch Duran. We all know you had plenty of money to pay the cutmen more. Dana responds with, it's always the idiots with 11 followers. Henry Hernandez says, you made this deal so you can rob the fighters money. You keep getting richer, and now they get poor. Dana's response is, you sound very intelligent, so you must be right. When you talk shit, expect shit back. Welcome to real life. I'm going to try to find another one here. Oh, here's one. Edward Laredo says, sadly, that's all at Dana White is good for, nothing but bullshit. Dana responds with, you're good for drinking Mountain Dew and eating pizzas.
Kid was a little heavy.
Okay, it's been fun, you lunatics. I'm going to bed. See you in Chicago Saturday night for yada, yada, yada.
And that's but just he also, it. That's just it. I'll see you in Chicago, and he will. People will
right,
still
people will still
well, actually,
go.
Yeah. What did he announce at the press conference? The gate was $11,000, right, that he made money
something on. Like that, yeah.
So there was a lot of free tickets given away. I talked to somebody that was actually there and said there was a lot of in the nosebleeds. Those
right.
were empty. I'm
so sure. then, with all this and Reebok and, you know, Dana freaking, you know, Stitch getting fired over Reebok and Dana, you know, saying Reebok, Reebok, Reebok. You can't say anything bad about Reebok. Making the deal with Reebok. Everybody's got to wear Reebok. And what happened on Saturday night at UFC 189 that has never happened before in all of professional MMA that we have seen?
They had a wardrobe malfunction.
They had a
national TV.
They had a Janet Jackson epic wardrobe malfunction.
Twice in one night
when Elizabeth Phillips went on to win a unanimous decision against Rossi's training partner Duke, but lost the battle of not showing her nipples when her Reebok sports bra was temporarily pulled up. A last-ditch armbar attempt from her opponent Duke caused a wardrobe malfunction. If you follow us on Twitter, you can actually see them.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
We're on Twitter.
But I
mean, and we're on Snapchat.
Actually, I got to apologize about that. You know, we were in the – I was watching the UFC, so I am going to apologize that we try to stay as age-friendly as possible. We did post the pictures, and we apologize. I'm actually going to go back and repost it edited because I just don't think that's – I don't know. We're not going to post that going forward, but keep going.
Oh, anyway, so, yeah, a last-ditch armbar attempt from her opponent, Duke, caused a wardrobe malfunction. And basically in the pictures and in the video, you can see she's in the armbar, but instead of trying to work her way out of the armbar,
she's worried. She's using she knows her, she's on TV.
She's on TV, and her sports bra has pulled up, so she's desperately trying to pull it down with her other arm. That's ridiculous. No fighter should have to worry about that. When they're in an awkward situation like that their biggest thought is not, I need to get out of this armbar. It's, oh, shoot, I need to pull this thing down so I'm not flashing everybody on TV.
I don't see the pictures on our Twitter.
I don't know.
I might have taken it down already.
Yeah, you lied to me,
good
Jimmy.
Good man, if it's
you lied to me, Jimmy. How many
but
see these pictures?
So that goes into possibly just a bad situation, and because
well, what is it then?
UFC is trying to defend Reebok, and then this happens. And instead of talking about the fights and the quality of fights, people are talking about the wardrobe malfunction, which is totally not Reebok's fault.
When did this
it really probably isn't. I don't think it's Reebok's fault. I know Ronda was working with Reebok trying to make it as user-friendly. It's something that guys don't have to worry about because they don't have tops, obviously. It's probably a lot easier to cover the lower half region. But that was UFC's week, and no one talks about the fights. And you know what? I tell people this all the time. As much as people should have probably watched the main event because TJ Dillashaw is a stud, you sandwich that with Conor McGregor and then Ronda.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the stronger card. If you're going to take an off week, you take the off week
right.
of the event in Chicago. So now we move on to Ronda, who is in Brazil. She probably will be a pretty big a breadwinner for the UFC, and this is how we're going to gauge it right now. Anthony Barnes joins us again. Because we're practically in your living room
guest,
in a new
right.
location. How interested are you in seeing Ronda? I mean, because she's more than UFC now. She's pop culture. She's in movies. How interested are you in seeing her?
I love Ronda. So I'll pretty much watch her anyway.
Right.
I don't care anything about the UFC.
So he's getting the casual fan.
Yes.
So it's a big weekend for UFC. So, you know. But we're going to take our first music break because Dave just came back in. We'll be back, and we're going to talk about Ronda in Brazil, and then we'll move on later. Anthony's joining us because Anthony's part of this crazy experiment where we're trying to get Jimmy a date with a normal girl, and that's all I'm highlighting.
Have we defined normal?
Well, he will
like
later.
Like normal or normal like N-O-R-M-L, like smokes a lot of weed?
No.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So it's going to make for good radio on the later half. Next week, we're going to have Emily Gale on. Skype's going to be working in the new studio, and we're going to have Art Davey on.
Oh, there it is.
In the coming weeks, Art Davey has a book, Is This Legal?, which is the book that started with UFC where he had all this fighting and stuff going. So let's go to music break. We'll be back in probably 10 minutes.
This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. This is a previously recorded episode of The Undercard, Hand Combat Radio.
Welcome back to The Undercard, episode 150.
This show is broadcasting live.
That last song reminds me of the... it was something, I don't know. Anyway, reminds me, there was another bumper or something that all of a sudden started. I was like, what the hell was that? Reminds me of that, the music from Napoleon Dynamite when his brother, like,
oh,
when
any,
the girl comes.
Segue, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, that.
Sorry, I could see.
That always reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like macking on her.
Napoleon Dynamite, great movie. It's just slow moving.
Shut up.
A great movie. Lots
no,
of
mine. Shut up.
So we're back, and we're going to finish up our UFC talk with Ronda.
Yep.
Ronda is in the news.
Ronda.
Talking press conference for the UFC event that's happening this weekend. But I wanted to talk about the Miesha Tate one last week, and if Miesha Tate has an opportunity to face Ronda you know, if Ronda wins, of course she probably will.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Miesha
why wouldn't
Tate.
She? She's
right. It's Miesha
dominated
Tate
versus Ronda everything
again.
Right.
Which I'm trying to think of too many examples where somebody's just so good that there's just nobody that can contend with them. I mean, Ronda's up on that level where the rest of women's MMA is trying to catch up.
Yeah.
So like another Miesha Tate fight, and Miesha brings it.
I mean, isn't like her average match is like what, like Marv's sex life?
Minute.
It's like 19 seconds, it's, 20
yeah.
seconds, yeah.
And that includes cuddling. Yep,
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a very busy man. I don't have time.
Has she ever gone to the second round?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never go to the second round.
Marv, on the other hand, has never.
Right.
I'm very much like Anthony Barnes in that. in that. Never always, like, it never goes past a minute in the first round. And somebody's going to be crying at the end.
Usually Marv.
And money will exchange hands.
Oh, by the way, Candy called. She wants her money back.
Right, may or may not be an officially sanctioned event. Right.
You never know. Yep. Somebody's probably knocked out.
Sometimes it happens in a warehouse. Yeah.
Oftentimes it happens in a warehouse. There's usually paramedics standing by.
And the people that watch feel like they were gypped somehow.
Absolutely, yeah.
I wasted my time watching this.
Sometimes the referee stops it too early. It
Someone's asking for their money back.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Need a cut man every now and then. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm going back in, cut me.
That happens. Yep, it does. Oh, man.
Wow. All right, you were saying, Brad?
Yeah, no, I mean,
but...
Could Rhonda get so bored that she leaves?
Where's she going to go?
Just recycling people.
Yeah, where's she going to go?
Where's she going to go, though?
Will be movies.
I'm tired.
Movies? Oh, no, no, no.
I'm tired of winning and making boatloads of cash.
Well, no,
please let me stop and walk away from that.
Actually, she'd make more money if she stopped doing MMA and just did movies full time.
Yeah. Huh? She could be like a celebrity.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
she could or she could do what The Rock does. I mean, it's not the same type of thing.
Wrestling wants her.
Right. Wrestling wants her. Or what I was going to say is do what The Rock does, which is go do movies like every 2-3 years, make an appearance, show your dominance again, and then go back to making movies for 2-3 years.
That wouldn't work. It's dangerous. And fighting, if you like, just take off time, that much time, put your brain, your hard work and everything else, you kind of like put that to side, you're going to get hurt that way.
Yeah. The Rock is a different story.
No, I'm saying it is a different, well, it's a different thing. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's, yeah. It's not the same.
It's a different thing, but you don't think that. Like, let's say she took off 3 years, and then in the last year, she got back and started hitting the gym hard again, that she would be able to go back to her dominance?
No, probably not.
Probably, in being a woman, not to be mean there, Liz, I think it's more of a setback, because their bodies age differently than men. I think a man could come back probably more than a woman.
Okay.
Wow.
No, it's true.
The views and opinions of Brad are not necessarily
not
those.
Not necessarily represented.
No, wow. I really do believe that. Like, women's bodies mature differently than men, you know?
So,
it does.
Okay.
Science,
damn it.
Yeah.
I understand.
But I think Vince McMahon could give her a blank check one day, and then she might consider it. I mean, you know, you'd be taking care of her life. Vince McMahon can do it.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bad week, too. We were talking about UFC.
Well, yeah, they're looking for someone, dear God, anyone,
right,
to come in and save the franchise at this point.
Nothing Hulkamania, please. Nothing Hulkamania.
That happened so fast.
Long ago. Yep. Well, he said it like
10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Now, have you guys heard my theory?
No.
Like, I have a theory about why we're hearing about this.
I read your theory and I love it.
No, okay. Pretty damn sure I'm right.
Okay.
So, and again, I will couch this all in hypothetically speaking
and
pure conjecture on my part. Okay. However, so Hulk Hogan is suing Gawker Media for $100 million over the release of his sex tape, Bubba the Love Sponge, his wife, that whole thing. So where did this audio come from? Those tapes.
Right.
And the discovery in that trial.
Yeah.
Who had a really bad week, like a week and a half ago? Gawker Media.
Yeah.
Because they ran a story about Condé Nast, CFO, and who's a male, and a gay male escort.
Okay.
And some wacky mayhem went on, and they ran the story, and then they took some pressure from some advertisers, and they pulled the story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, their top two editors and several of their writers quit. And there's a whole there was a whole flame out going on about Gawker and, you know, the sanctity of the media and the press and integrity and all that kind of nonsense. So,
which 90% of them don't have.
Oh, no, not at all. But so let's see, who would have access to those tapes? That would be Gawker's attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
And who would Gawker's attorneys talk to? Their clients that they might say hypothetically share said tapes with.
Mm-hmm.
And so who would want to play kind of have a good double whammy of, hey, look, Elvis, like, no, stop paying attention to us,
mm-hmm.
but also do a major discredit against the guy who's suing them. Because you know at some point in time during the trial,
right,
well,
yeah.
you're not going to want to give $100 million to, dun-dun-dun, mm-hmm. a racist, are you?
Right, right, yeah.
So I'm kind of thinking that might be why we're why that just
broke. Well, no,
that's a good theory.
That is a good theory. Very but good theory. I think it also has to do with the fact that the whole racial flame that's been ignited over the last however many months, and it's just they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Well, that's why you dropped that now. I think right. both are right. You know, they looked at it and said, you know, what do we have that we can use
right.
to like, you know, yeah, like they said, to distract yeah. and discredit. And right. somebody said, hey, remember on tape three
right.
when he went off about
– Yeah.
And then so, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Yep. Let's drop that Let's and cause that. Another riot in Baltimore. Yay!
Right.
My
right,
thing exactly. is Hogan was never a good guy. When his son got in that accident and that guy's clinging to life and they released the tape of him talking to his son in jail. Do you remember that?
I don't.
Yeah. No, okay, I don't.
Had no sympathy for the kid involved. Was more worried about his own kid and everything yeah. like that. I think Hogan's probably...
Well, and
probably,
getting out of there and keeping his name clean.
Right.
And,
oh,
right.
Yeah. I think yeah. Hogan's probably an ass. So, like, he probably deserves it. Well, not to mention he's nailing his best friend's freaking wife, dude. That's pretty low.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence that points to Hulk Hogan being a douche. Not okay, the least look, of which is he used to rip his shirt off
well, and
in the middle
thing.
Of the ring
so,
to
well,
get
but,
power.
I don't know.
His best friend was the one filming him
True.
Banging his wife. So
right.
it's not... It's not like
yeah.
it was real cloak and dagger.
I suppose.
I guess
there is a lot of douchebaggery going on in that particular.
Well,
yeah.
When your name is Bubba really? The Love Sponge, there's an implied amount of douchebaggery that goes on.
But then again, is it really all that bad if it was consensual all the way around?
Right.
Exactly. It really wasn't. It's friends who are swingers.
And it's, you know, that, as long yeah. as your kinks don't interfere with my kinks, and who cares?
Right, exactly.
Do your thing. Live
exactly.
your life.
But look, this is all I'm going to say. So... I grew up, I mean, Marv and Brad, you're the same age as me. I grew up, I watched wrestling. I watched The Cosby Show.
We're losing all our heroes,
We're
man.
Losing all of our heroes. Yeah. I swear to God, if a tape comes out of Optimus Prime kicking a puppy, I will have, like, no heroes left.
Well.
Damn. Yeah, puppy. Autobots, roll out.
Transform and roll over the dog.
He like steps on it, kills it, transforms, backs over it three or four times.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's gonna happen.
Ugh.
It sucks.
But you know who's coming to his defense, which I find
who's
outstanding, to Hogan's defense.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sorry, but if there's one person you really don't want coming to your defense, it's Dennis Rodman.
Isn't he a U.S. ambassador for some third world nation?
No, for North Korea.
Oh, yeah, he's buddies with Kim Jong, whichever one.
Yeah. Kim Jong Un. He's hanging out with him. Doesn't think he's such a bad guy once you get to know him.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's basically said the exact same thing about Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, exactly.
Say a North Korean dictator, a Hulk Hogan, parts of a
So at least we know, like, In the eyes of Dennis Rodman, Hulk Hogan's the same as a despotic dictator of
right.
a third world country.
Right.
So at least we know where he is in the
exactly.
rankings.
We've got the reference
right.
to
exactly.
go with.
Well, and in the eyes of Hulk Hogan, Dennis Rodman is chattel. So
and not allowed to date his daughter.
Exactly. Oh. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
The internet.
Yep, that
the whole
just
reason
happened.
I get distracted by the internet is it makes me laugh. It just really
no, it really
at the
does.
End of the day,
There's
people
so much
are like,
ridiculousness.
I'm not so much connected to it as it makes me laugh. But anyways, WWE automatically erases
oh, yeah.
Hogan's existence.
He's
right?
gone.
So yeah. someone puts a picture of Andre the Giant in the Pontiac Silverdome. And
with no Hogan?
With no Hogan.
And he's up in the air?
Right. And it says, who can forget the time that Andre the Giant tripped in front of 70,000 people?
Oh,
it's
dude.
Missing Hogan. Dude.
There was a meme war that went on about it. I mean, there was, you know, it had the guy, you know, the two guys in NWO with
right.
like, a ray of light in the middle. Hey, remember the time those two guys formed NWO?
That's
hilarious.
How do you erase them? You're missing WrestleMania like 1 through 6 almost.
Yeah. Well, no, one through wow. more than that.
Well, I mean, he came back yeah. for more, but like
right.
the first 6, he's for sure.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
you
my
know,
God, yeah.
So that happened. But I believe
Ronda. Do you think, and this will be more of a question for Dave.
Oh, he's a wrestler.
Well, no, but do you think WWE is going to put out a patch for all their, like, wrestling games?
The developer already came out and said he's just been removed from the code base for 2K16.
What I'm saying is, do you think, like, maybe, like...
Oh, will they go all retroactively?
Yeah, exactly. And retroactively delete him from every single wrestling game that they can get their hands on.
That'd be horrible.
You cannot play this game unless you get this patch, and that patch removes Hulk Hogan.
They're going to change. It'll be like Bulk Logan takes out.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yes, yeah. Instead of what is that song that he comes
and
out
they'll make his hair and mustache brown.
Of course, right, yes. Yeah. Yep.
Bulkamania running wild.
That's hilarious. Yeah. That's about where it's at. Yeah.
Well, you got to go back and you got to re-edit Rocky III to get
That's
rid
what
of
I was
Thunder
just thinking. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You got to get rid of No Holds Barred.
Yeah. Right? No Holds Barred. Thunder in Paradise.
Uh-huh.
You got to release that whole show. That whole show never existed.
Wow.
Yep.
The whole space-time continuum is going to collapse.
I know. Where's the doctor when we need him?
Right, yeah, exactly. Excuse me, Doctor Who. Yep. We need a little help here.
Yep.
Speaking of video games, though, I did see Pixels, although we're spinning out of control here, off subjects here. But Pixels.
What did you think?
I didn't like it.
No, a lot of people just lambasted it.
It's cute for a kid.
Yeah.
And I don't like kid movies, so to be able to take my kid to a movie that I can sit through.
Well, here's the thing. So it's cute for a kid. But no kid is going to get the references in the movie.
Right.
Because they never grew up playing Pac-Man and Galaga and Donkey Kong and stuff like
but
that.
But they've seen it in museums.
They have seen it in museums. So. They have seen it at
My nephews
Expos.
have played it because I've forced them to play it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you're a good uncle
those little
or
whiny
father,
bastards.
You're going to, yeah.
Well,
exactly.
No, like when Guitar Hero Rocks the 80s came out, and they wanted to like be little whiny asses about how they got lazy, they didn't change the graphics. These graphics suck. And I'm like,
right.
Really? Turn that game off. Fired up, you know, the Activision and Atari back consoles.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, here's the joystick with one red button, and this is a game called Adventure, where you light a candle with the button, and the most exciting thing that happens in the game is when the screen asks you, would you like to kill the dragon?
Right, yep.
Yes. Yes, I would like to kill the dragon.
Yep.
And then you find out if you kill the dragon.
Right.
And there's no dragon dying, there's no stabbing, there's no anything.
One of my nephews, he's like way into video games, and he's that 13, 14-year-old sullen, you know, sulky teenager, and he's constantly watching YouTube and watching other people play games. And I'm like, why do you watch other people play games? Play a game. He's like, but I don't want to play a game. And I said, I'm going to make you play a game that I played when I was growing up. And I made him play a text-based game. He lost his mind because he's like, wait, I have to type stuff out? And you have to use your imagination. Like, there's no graphics.
You're in a maze of twisty passages all alike.
Exactly. Which way do you go? You go north. You're still in a twisty maze of you go north.
Do you not go
north anymore.
Do you know what that rat bastard PewDiePie made? That like he's the one that, like, really kind of pioneered the whole watching other people. Like, he's the one that records himself.
Okay, I was
going to
ask you. I've heard about PewDiePie. Who is PewDiePie?
He's a guy that records himself playing video games. Like, he was the one that really kind of started and pioneered that genre.
Okay.
You know what that made last year?
What?
$7.45 million.
What?
That's ridiculous.
And our kids are
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
We're all doing
Seven.
This wrong.
Yeah, we are. We are. Well, you know what? But nobody wanted to watch me play video games because I really suck at it. I play Battlefield 3. I, like, spawn. It's like, boom, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Boom, I'm dead.
And I don't get it. I don't understand it. But whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think people would, like, want to watch us play Cards Against Humanity or anything?
That would actually be fun. Actually, we should do that as, like, a podcast.
We should.
And make it, like, you know, NSF or whatever.
Not safe for anything.
Not safe for anyone.
Not when you play NSF.
Not monitored safe by for the anyone. NSA.
Yeah,
I have an idea.
You do not. Exactly. Not when you play.
Marv comes from a film background and if you're trained in the whole film shit, you don't allow anything that is such a hole, like it damages stuff, right?
Right.
Marv, with your film background here, let's go into this. would you accept this poll by Pixels? The poll premise is, and if I'm ruining things, I apologize, but there's a spaceship that goes, spacecraft that goes 1982. They send stuff looking for life, right?
Okay. Which is a real thing.
Right, okay. And they're basically Atari games, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when the aliens arrive and they're doing the games, supposedly they got all their information from 1982, right?
Okay.
But then all of a sudden Paperboy comes flying out. Oh. It was Paperboy. Definitely wasn't 1982. Then Duck Hunt.
No, mid to late 80s.
Right.
Yeah, Duck Hunt, no.
I cannot accept that big of a hole. Those are Nintendo games from 1982. Cannot accept.
You're right. I mean, you'd have to come up with an explanation. Like,
Paperboy was 1984.
Are we supposed to assume that maybe have we to assume that they monitored us a little bit for a few years? And
two weeks.
But no, you're right. That is a big hole that I would never have let through.
Thank you.
You would have to say, I don't know, you'd have to say that like they sent it in 87 or something.
Right.
Yeah, 84 was both Paperboy and Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
And as Rochelle pointed out, all Adam Sandler movies are the same now. The same premise.
They've always been the same.
Right.
But I have to say,
51st Dates. In every movie.
51st Dates, one of my guilty pleasures.
Yeah, I love it.
I could watch that movie
Drew
over
Barrymore.
And over again.
No, Jimmy, so there's a good reason.
I mean, Drew Barrymore, you can watch.
Sean Astin's in it.
What?
Yes, he is.
What? Yeah. What's that? What'd you say?
Sean Astin's in it.
Yes, he is. He's the brother.
He's the brother.
Oh yeah, Eiffelite. Oh, that's what I picture Barnes looks like when he's working out. Oh yeah, Eiffelite.
Wait. What does Barnes look like when he's working out?
Like that, like Sean Astin from 51st Dates. He's like, Eiffelite, maybe. Oh, he makes the titties dance. He's like, yeah, you like that? Mm. You do the titty dance. You do the titty dance, Barnes. Okay. I'm going to get my ass kicked.
Well, Rochelle points out a good point. Adam Sandler movies are safe. Basically, you go in there and you know your kids are going to get that entertainment, and they like the same recycled stuff over and over, so it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, there's the fourth Chipmunk movie coming out this Christmas.
Should not be allowed.
Another Chipmunk?
No. Should not be allowed.
Yes.
But they make money, and that allows them to make money. It doesn't make them good films.
So bad.
Dave, you have kids.
Did you go see Inside Out?
No.
Not yet.
I have. Inside Out, really a fan of.
Yes.
Not going to lie. And I mean, they did a great job. Like, so the movies that I like, and like Disney started this
Pixar
with Aladdin.
Amazing.
Yes.
Aladdin was the first one that had the kids' sense of humor like on the ground level that they could get.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was that whole other layer of, you know, adults. Crap that's in there for adults that no kid's going to get. That really make the movie, and Inside Out did a great job of that.
Well, and what I also like about Inside Out is that it's probably one of the best depictions of what it is like to be depressed.
Yep.
I've ever seen in my life, and I actually read a lot about it because I was so shocked by how well they did it.
Wait, some of us haven't seen it yet.
I know what I'm saying. I was so shocked that I actually read about it, and the writers for Inside Out actually met with psychologists.
Yep.
And actually created, like they said, okay, this is what we're planning on doing. Is this a good representation?
Yep, does this work?
Right,
yep.
And they said yes or they said no, and they tweaked it. It was really, really good.
Yeah, they did a great job with, you know, just the whole, it's okay to be sad sometimes, and it's okay to be mad sometimes, and it's okay to be, like, it was my kids, like, actually, I mean, they still want to go see it. We saw it when the opening weekend.
Yeah. Did they cry?
No.
My daughter cried, so I didn't know, like, what
did you tell her to stop crying?
I didn't go see it with her.
She suck it up, Chuck. But, like, no, so there's – but there is one thing. And, like, so we talked – and, like, this isn't a spoiler because this happens in every movie. And this was Bob's big pet peeve. Like, Bob's whole thing is why in every single one of these movies does a character have to die?
Oh, like a Nicholas Sparks?
Well, because it's like, why?
He didn't die.
It's the quickest way to –
No, what I'm saying. No.
I know what he means. But I mean, it's like, you know, Bambi, opening 30 seconds, bam, mom gets it.
It's right.
You know,
it's the
Finding
way
Nemo.
To get people sad.
6,000 of your little brothers and sisters get wiped out by a shark to open the movie.
Unless you follow the Nemo theory that Nemo actually died and it's all in Marlin's head.
That could be. The best, listen, crazy. If you...
Wow, so Marlin has a psychotic episode because of it. Wow.
Yeah.
What
about
Pixar
Land Before
movies?
Time? He loses his parents.
Right.
Yep. Littlefoot loses his parents like
that's
10 minutes.
But that's tragedy is forced upon you by loss. And that's why it's the easiest, you know, vehicle for a tragic moment and to garner sympathy for the character is that they lose something.
And kill an animal, also, the best way to like, okay, you ever see, remember Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag? Anybody ever see that
movie?
Oh,
yeah.
All right, so Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag, if you recall.
David Spade, right?
No, it's Pesci's Joe Pesci.
In that. Yep.
Yep. And okay. So it's a kind of a comedy, yeah. You know, hitman thing, right? There are two scenes, right? There's a scene where he can't stand this old lady that's bitching, and they're driving over a bridge. He opens the door to the side of the van and pitches the old lady out the window off the bridge, killing her, obviously, right?
Yeah.
I laughed my ass off.
Right.
Right? 10 minutes later in the movie, they're by the side of the road, and a coyote, like, comes out of the woods, and he shoots the coyote, and I'm like, aw, don't kill the dog.
No, it's true.
Laughed my ass. Well, and the premise of the movie is he has eight human heads in a duffel bag.
Right.
Hilarious. Don't you kill the coyote.
Right.
No, it's true.
I like, will get up and walk animals, out of this movie if you kill that coyote.
The animals should never die in the movies.
Right.
And they always use that suspense. Like unless, Independence Day when the dog's trying to beat the...
right.
Oh, yeah.
Before it jumps.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
the
like,
car.
Right. Yeah. It jumps over the car and gets saved. You know?
Well, and one of our favorite people, this is one of our favorite topics on our shows. One of our favorite people was hard at work on M15 in Ortonville during the morning commute yesterday, apparently, because there was a deer that had gotten hit and was laying dead on the side of the road. And before anybody could do anything about it, somebody had seen it, made their way to the closest party store, got themselves a get well balloon, Mylar balloon, made it back to the deer, tied it to the deer leg.
That's fantastic.
So, did you hear the story that came out of Toronto a couple weeks ago? Because we died over
okay.
this one. So I'm completely blanking.
Can I buy a vowel?
Groundhog, something like that.
Hedgehog.
Yeah, it was some little animal died sidewalk in Toronto.
Okay.
And so the first report, like, and apparently you report things over Twitter on that. And so, you know, so they reported over Twitter and like nobody, and the first report came in at like 8:30 in the morning. And so like nobody had gotten there by 10. So in 90 minutes, someone had gone out, gotten a framed picture of this animal, had it put in an 8x10 frame and started a shrine on the sidewalk. As Twitter
That's
reports,
awesome.
You know, people are still talking about it. By like 11 o'clock, people had started leaving candles and had put like
awesome.
A rose underneath its arm and were leaving notes to it. Like the mayor got involved. He's like, for the love of God, would someone please get the dead rodent off the sidewalk?
Well, I thought he gave him a key to the city.
Oh, yeah, no. So, like, night hits and it's still there. There's a candlelight vigil around the damn thing. Like it didn't get picked up until like 1 o'clock in the morning. Like I wish I had that presence of mind to be
like that.
Just that funny.
Yeah, and that much time on your hands.
Right. Right. Dude, like 90 minutes from, hey, there's a dead animal to, you know what, I gotta hit the internet, find a really good picture, get it printed, make sure it blows up to 8x10, go find a frame, put it in the frame, make it back down there, and it's, you know, hoping it's still there. Yeah,
right.
To lead that, God bless those people. Yeah. Those.
Yeah,
you crazy.
They won the internet
you.
That day.
Yeah.
Yes.
They absolutely
they
won the internet that day.
Points.
Yes, yeah. Points. Yes.
All right, absolutely. Let's go to our last music break here, and then we're going to come back. Jimmy has a conundrum. We're going to work on it.
All right.
It involves his dating life. We got Anthony Barnes sitting in
or
here.
Lack
who's, yeah.
Sorry.
Don't start crying before Bambi gets shot.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. This is a previously recorded episode of The Undercard, Hand Combat Radio.
Since no one understands.
Okay, we can cut it out now.
Welcome back to The Undercurrent, everybody.
Jimmy, that was just for you guys.
Jimmy's so ronery.
I'm so ronery and racist.
So what happened is we do a show last weekend, and we go out to Royal Oak. Actually, we have burgers. Where did you take us, Anthony?
It was Red Fox Inn.
Red Fox, yeah.
Oh, yep. Great burgers.
Great.
And
I had fish and chips. Fish and that was great, too.
And so Jimmy,
I noticed I wasn't invited.
Because you left.
Whatever.
You didn't want to hang with us.
Screw you guys.
So Jimmy tells us about his online profile on a website called Plenty of Fish.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the opportunity to read his profile.
Mm-hmm.
It was pathetic, from what I understand.
It was pretty bad.
Thanks.
It was.
Oh, thanks. Well, you know, you don't have a lot to work with, Jimmy.
It can't be as bad as the guy who used the group shot from his appearance on our show as his Tinder profile pic.
Oh, wow.
So it was like five dudes right. as like, his Tinder. It's like, yes, well, maybe.
He wanted you to play Murder, Fuck, Kill. Or Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Do you remember some of your highlights of your old profile?
Old
profile.
Yeah.
There's been work done.
Well, that's what – so basically okay. – so they read my profile.
His old profile was pretty much just him saying, please, 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 please.
It was just
so
him
basically,
with the lyrics, I'm so lonely.
Right, yeah. So basically, I just talked about I went on and on and on about what I was looking for and what I wasn't looking for. And
Liz, is this true? Give us one line from it. Stop him right there because that wasn't what it was.
No.
Give us one line.
I think the baby one was pretty bad.
Tell the
baby.
Line
we talking about so babies I talked in about, your profile.
I talked about bad dates that I had already had on Plenty of Fish and things that like look I you know. Don't ask me to go home with you and put a baby inside you the first time I meet you.
Oh, my God. It's worse than I thought.
It was, like, within, like, the first, like, couple lines.
It was in the first paragraph.
You know what? I actually got to give him props for that. Yeah. I'm okay with that. I mean,
no, that's not how you want to start off.
No. Okay, so, you know, and then and just in, like, other and other
don'ts, like.
10 years.
Okay, so you don't count anymore.
No,
no, seriously, he's not in the dating game. He doesn't understand how it works out there on the Facebook.
You put so anyway. In the first paragraph of your profile, you should put, "I don't want to have babies with you."
No,
really?
No,
on the first date?
No. They're saying that was bad.
That was.
I think
that's
outstanding. Yeah. Right. Then again, I'm not your target demographic.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, so it was bad, and then I also had at the very end for funsies.
Did you actually use the phrase for funsies?
I did.
Because that might have been a killer right there.
Yeah. But actually, no. That was actually the number one thing that got people to message me because I had 10 different movie quotes. And I said, see how many you could get and, you know, just
for fun.
Oh, my God.
You were, like, giving them a quiz?
Well, no, for fun. They could do it. And actually, that was the number one thing that people would respond with was they would give me the list of the different movie quotes that they knew. And it would start the conversation, and we would have a conversation. And that's how it had been, you know, and I had changed it numerous times.
Say what?
Yeah, I wonder why.
Right.
Well,
so anyways, so we decided, and I decided that, okay, so everybody's saying that my profile sucks, and it did. So we're going to do this whole thing by committee.
Just the Quizzo panty dropper over there is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. So we decided to do it by committee. So I basically gave over my profile to Brad and Liz and Rochelle and Anthony Barnes and now Marv, now that he's a part of this.
You
want to
get
wrote,
chicks, put a picture up of Anthony and just say that that's
but
you.
That's false advertising. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, but once they're there,
No. But anyway, so they wrote.
This is also how
they wrote.
Right, so meet me at this bar, and I'm going to leave them my credit card, have like 8 or 9 drinks, and I'll show up like 2 hours later,
right.
And then you'll believe that's me.
Yeah. So they wrote my profile, and they, you know, anything that they didn't agree with, I changed. Like first date and, you know, like what we'll do on a first date or whatever. So Brad actually wrote it out. Everybody approved it. And I put it up on as my profile. And
so every day
I would give them an update. This is how many people viewed my profile. This is how many messages I got. And I have the stats. So from last Tuesday
before you give the stats, what was written?
Oh, okay. Actually, here, I got to pull it up here.
It's better than I won't go home and make babies.
Okay. Anything would be better than that. If you would put up there, there's a good chance I will kill and eat you. It's better than I won't go home and put a baby inside you.
Okay.
I may or may not want to wear you like a bathrobe.
This is what was put on.
I want to be inside you, I mean I want to be inside you.
So this is what was put. I'm seeking an adventure. I am looking for experiences.
This is what the committee came up with. Okay.
I'm seeking adventure. I'm looking for experiences. I am looking for a woman to complement my life. I am looking to add value to yours as well. So about me.
Here you have a proud veteran who is into books, arts, theater, and cinema. I currently co-host a successful internet radio show. I don't have a type as
show?
Much as I have standards.
You know how to read?
Yeah. Message me for a conversation and let's see where it goes. And under first date, I could suggest a lot, but I don't want to be stuck in a routine. Today could be an art museum. Tomorrow, some drinks. Sunday could be a coffee house. So message me so we can plan a future escape, plan a fun escape from the real world.
Coffee part, right?
No, it was the whole thing. Like,
right.
No.
Okay. No, it's the whole thing. Because like I enjoy an art museum and then I go have a beer.
Right.
Like,
I'll tell you what I think might be a little bit of a problem with that.
Is it this?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what it is. If you can't see, but Mars going around my face.
Yeah.
So anyway, so with that profile, the stats for 1 week is I had 10 profile views. I had two people that messaged me first. I sent out 28 messages. Out of those 28 messages, four people responded. And out of those four responses, there were zero dates.
Wow.
Those are the stats.
So not a success.
Out of the people that did respond to me, mm-hmm. I got such things as, ew, why would you message me? Look at me and look at you. Why would you ever think you had a chance with me? I got one that was, hi, I grew up in Hamtramck because that's where I live, in Hamtramck. I grew up in Hamtramck. Me, oh, that's cool. Where did you live? She gives me a street. I said, oh, I live such and such a place. 2 hours later, no responses. I say, so how's your day? Response back, oh, I don't want to talk to you. I just want to let you know that I grew up in Hamtramck. Then there was the one that really got me.
Wow.
There was one that really
this
got me.
They tripping on plenty of
they
things.
They really do, yeah. Then there was one that really got me where we had, I messaged a girl. And she responded, and we had a five-hour conversation on the site, which I thought was going great.
About
we were laughing about different things, about life, about interests. She was sassy, I was sassy back. We were laughing; it was a good dude. Time. Sassy.
Do you regularly use?
No.
Okay, now so
hold
so,
on.
No, so totally I heard dude. Funsies and sassy.
No.
Yeah. I'm starting to think you might be on the wrong website.
Yep.
You know, you might want to go to manhole.com.
Funsies, sassy, and art museum.
Let's okay.
You need to be on Jackhammer, my manhole.
Can you walk around campus Martius at all?
She was giving me.
We can meet in campus Martius.
Right. Be at campus Martius.
So anyways, we were having a great conversation, and she messaged me with.
Have you ever been to
I have for 5 hours.
Right.
And she messaged me with. Well, it's getting late. I got to get up in 5 hours and go to work. I said, okay.
Oh,
I said,
or school.
Well, I said, here's the thing. If you don't want to talk on the website, here's my phone number. You can text me anytime. And she responded with, you know what? I really appreciate that. And I had a lot of fun talking to you.
It was a good distraction.
It was a good distraction. But I want somebody who's ... How do I say this? ... better.
Wow.
Good luck fishing, plenty of fish, fishing, and I hope you find somebody. That was the end of that conversation.
So Jimmy. I have a brief theory here of why my words are not helping you, because it's not my words that are the problem, and it's not you either.
No, I think they're words.
No.
Imagine Cedar Point was open for free.
Yeah.
Then you complain about the lines at the rides, but it was open for free.
Yeah, that
free website. Against everybody.
That was going to be my point too.
Compete against everybody, you're never going to win.
I don't think the free websites. I don't think you should use the free dating websites because that's where the crazies are.
Right, but here's the problem: I can't afford to be on a pay for website.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe we could put the undercard budget. We are definitely not. What is the top one? What's the top one?
eHarmony.
We can't afford $12,000 a year.
How about J-Date?
I'm not Jewish.
But so maybe we could.
How about Christian Mingle?
No.
Let's do Christian Mingle.
You've got a beard. You could go with Lumber Match.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't that the wrong website again?
We don't think so.
Girls who like guys with beards.
Oh, okay. Maybe. And that is a possibility, but. Here's my thing, and this is something that I was thinking about, why maybe I've had such a hard time with.
We should start a GoFundMe.
Well, and here's the thing, and maybe why I have such a hard time with the whole dating thing is so like on the profile it says I'm into books, I'm into art museums, cinema, and stuff like that.
Man.
But
did
here's
you say
my
cinema, or did you say movies?
He said cinema, so that's what was on there.
Dude, how gay were you trying to make it?
Exactly.
I was
going
to say, so I'm also into men as often as I can be.
Hold on,
at truck stops, in my, bathrooms.
Here's my issue, and this is where I think maybe so. Those are different niches, okay? We'll even go like
That's a lifestyle, my friend.
Thank you for not saying niches, because I would have had to like just throw shit at you at that point.
Those are different niches, okay? So, somebody who's into art, right?
Right.
They want somebody who's also into art. Now, here's the thing.
Oh, DP.
I don't know.
Everybody's into DP.
Well, no, hold on.
Double penetration is that what we're talking about?
No. But here's the thing. Oh. I know a little bit about art. But I couldn't tell you by looking at a painting a difference between a Gauguin and a Van Gogh.
Because no straight guy should.
Yeah. Right. But
my wife's
somebody
an art teacher,
who's into
I don't know
art,
what a Gauguin
somebody
is.
Who's into art also wants somebody who would be able to look at that painting and know, you know, a not Rembrandt from a Monet.
Not necessarily.
Well, maybe. Books. I like reading books, but I'm not a bookie. So that's a, you know, for somebody who's looking for somebody like that.
So
I
you
don't
read
quite,
books, but you don't take bets?
No, no. bookie means somebody who reads all the time,
oh, so like
all
foodie
day, every day.
And like another
right,
made-up
exactly.
word that just,
oh,
yeah.
Jimmy, I don't read, you know, I've never read Machiavellian's The Prince. I've never read, you know, I've read, you know, like Dumas'
The
Three Musketeers.
And
right. You know, and those are the things that, those are things that people are looking for. You know, yeah. You know, and same thing with cinema.
Book of all time.
You know, or movies. Movies. I like going to movies, but I like, you know, sci-fi, fantasy, action, stuff like that. People that are into movies are more looking, or cinema, are looking for
that's
people
the
that
you can't say cinema. Right.
They want
the
who
art
like
house
with
yes.
subtitles.
Right,
and,
exactly. Yeah. Which I don't mind
and tasteful
so much.
Nudity. Jimmy wants like nasty nudity.
I don't mind so much
nudity.
Going to those types of things, but that I couldn't tell you who directed the French movie from 1939.
Dude, I once had a first Godard. Date that made me go see the Joy Luck Club. And that'll
a good movie.
Dude, I'm sorry. 3.5 hours of weeping Asian chicks. I made that girl do unconscionable things.
Oh, I would hope so. Was one of them marry you?
My thing is, I am not great at anything. I am moderate at a lot of different stuff, but I'm not great at anything. And I think that's part of my problem is I don't have that one thing I can point at and go, I am great at that.
Some people
I
would look at that as being
confident.
Well-rounded.
Yeah, you need to play
you
that up. It's a job interview. You're filling out a resume.
I understand.
You have
that.
To turn your you have to turn that
yeah,
into
you gotta
a positive.
Put your face up there and like
you don't sound confident.
I'm not confident.
You have to.
I'm not confident.
You have to act like you are.
But here's
art
the thing.
Of attraction.
I understand that. But you also have to understand that. My entire life, I have grown up with zero confidence. I grew up completely and utterly.
Let me finish.
I grew up with zero confidence, and every time I gained confidence because of something that was going on in my life, it was either left, destroyed, or taken away from me. And so my confidence level is so low that I can't build it back up to the point where it once was. It's just not possible for
me
right
but
now.
Jimmy,
don't put the past in the future.
Jimmy, you're an actor. It has to be like a role you're playing.
But you know what? I can't do that because I've tried doing that.
But you can't come off being a fakey douche.
I'm not saying the role you have to play is
no,
the role of having confidence.
And I agree with that, except
says the boxer in the backwards baseball head.
Right.
Yeah, I
agree.
Let me guess, you're going to Blackfin after this? You're going
to. I agree with that.
He doesn't go to them. They come to him.
Right. I agree with that, except when that confidence, because it's not something that I can sustain for a very long period of time.
Think about baseball.
And eventually, I don't. It's not something I can sustain for a very long period of time. And eventually, it will go away. And when that goes away, all of a sudden, that bubble is shattered because I'm not the confident person that they thought I was.
Mm. You need to change your complete way of thinking and functioning every day with yourself.
No, what you need to do is you need to find a girl who is less self-confident than you. And the way you do that is by treating chicks terribly.
Yeah, you told me.
I just so what you so what you need to do.
Wait.
I'm going to tell you. This is what you need to do.
Marv had an idea.
This is what you need to do. Your profile needs to start off with only hotties need apply.
I am looking for a girl to clean up after me. Listen, I am looking for a girl to cook me dinner and pick up after me.
Can we make like two like profiles?
That, like that needs to be that needs to be like your very first
plan. Hold on. This is what I agreed to with Marv when I was downstairs. I said, you know what? I might actually do that. I'll put it up as my profile for 2 days.
You'll get
and see what happens.
You will.
Then after that happens, I will go with whatever new profile the committee has.
That's what's going to happen.
Can we make two profiles for you?
And then his tagline is
vote for
you.
Can we make two profiles for you?
I would have to make a whole other profile.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, we'll do that then.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do that. And we'll make...
Experiment.
Well, experiment,
and
yeah.
So here's what I think might have been, honestly, one of the key issues. Is so you went extremely generic. And I think that was part of the issue.
Okay.
Like, okay, it's not, I like cinema. It's, I like... sci-fi movies. I like action flicks.
Right,
I like this. You know what? I like it's not I like books. It's here's, you know, here's the last three books I read.
Right.
You
all Neil Gaiman.
It's, yeah, exactly. And here's, you know, it's not I like art. It's look, you know, I don't know Monet from Degas. Dude, go 1988 The Pickup Artist, Robert Downey Jr., Molly Ringwald.
Ah.
Go watch that movie.
Yeah.
I don't know the difference between a Botticelli and a Degas, but I know I like you.
Right.
Right. That's great. That's great.
Can we find that gray area, too? I know you don't want to, like, be dishonest on your profile, but, like, if you were to say you dated Miss Michigan, if you know what I mean.
Actually, like, I did. Wait.
And it's
No.
But at the same time, people are like,
I actually did date Miss Michigan runner-up. I actually dated Miss Michigan runner-up when I was doing theater.
Your left hand doesn't count.
No.
All right? That's not
when
Miss Michigan
I was doing,
runner-up.
When I was doing theater, one of the women that I was doing theater with actually entered the Miss Michigan contest. And she was runner-up. And we did go on a date. It was before she won, but we did go on a date before.
The answer was technically accurate.
Okay, then I've
That's kind of accurate.
I did not have sexual relations.
That depends on what your definition of is.
Right. Yes, and a pro wrestler.
What was his name?
I thought you...
Oh, I never dated him.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, I thought you guys, like, dated or something.
We went to school.
No, I know, but I thought you guys went on a couple of dates.
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
That was a joke.
Oh, all right. Never mind then.
Wow. Yes, I mean, like, I do.
Here's the thing. My biggest thing is, and it's one of my biggest pet peeves, is you can be anybody on the internet. Even though you can be anybody on the internet, why are you going to lie on your profile and pretend to be somebody you're not?
Well, that's exactly what Dave is saying. You shouldn't lie. You should be more. I disagree with the be generic and whatever. If you want to get somebody that is compatible with you, you need to lay out this is me,
right?
So that you find the people who are compatible with that.
We weren't trying to make him generic. We were trying to make him a little bit more positive than what his original profile
was.
My original profile was a downer.
So here's the thing. My profile started as a positive, and it stayed a positive for a while, and then it got a little bit more down. And then
said you were into cinema and books and art.
Well, and that was
I'm telling you, honestly, you know, your opening line should be something like, honestly, I'm just tired of masturbating.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm here. And then get
that
specific.
Please be my cum sock.
I've literally hit the end of internet porn. I've watched it all.
I will be honest with you. The women that I have talked to, I'm Plenty of Fish. The number one complaint they have about the guys on Plenty of Fish is they're all creeps. They are all looking just for sex.
Then why are they on it?
Because they're looking for sex. Or no, why are the women on it? Because
they can't afford it either.
They're looking for
complaining about it. There's no
right, but let's just say
they're broke too.
They're broke too. Exactly.
Mm.
Well, no, not all of them are broke.
I say they don't have confidence either.
They don't want to capitalize on that. Their whole thing was, because I was talking to one that was pretty successful. I said, well, why do you want a free website? And she said, I could pay for a dating website. She's like, but why would I spend that money when free websites exist? I said, but that's the type of guy that you're going to attract. She's like, but
the type
you're
of
not
guy on this website.
But you don't seem like you're that kind of guy. I said, no, I'm not. And then she's like,
just the type of thing that kind of guy would say.
But she then followed up with, but I understand because I am way out of your league. And I said, yes, you are. Because she was very, very attractive.
And that's when you follow up with, but you know what? I've got a 9-inch tongue and I can breathe through my ears.
Yes. I can tie a cherry stem in a knot with my tongue.
And I can teach you to do that, Jimmy. But I do wear Magnum condoms.
He could be like hanging.
Yeah, he keeps them on with a twist tie, but he wears them.
No.
You go to Jimmy's house, there are no twist ties on the bread. They're all next to the bed.
So I'm just going to throw this out there. I want you to just mark the last weekend of April on your calendar now. And I know it's a ways away. But
last weekend of April?
Yes, dude. Okay. You are coming to PenguinCon with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, well, dude, PenguinCon is...
No, and you know what? I've always wanted to go to PenguinCon. Yeah, the problem is it costs money.
I remember all the pictures you guys had.
Yeah, mother of God.
I wanted to go to PenguinCon, Comic-Con, but it all costs money.
Part nerd, part cosplay, part Comic-Con, part movie, part BDSM.
Well, we talked about
all nerd orgy.
We talked about doing an After Dark thing. We brought that up. Yeah.
We ran the After Dark track, and it was, dude, I watched naked girls get lit on fire. It was outstanding.
But typical my problem, and this is no, part April, of my problem. April,
It was a Saturday.
And this is another part of my problem. I can't afford to go to things like that. I
see, and that's why I'm telling you, just put it on your calendar.
I am.
You'll come ride with us, cowboy.
Right.
There you go.
Well, hopefully I'm not single by next April.
Even if you are, dude, maybe you're still out.
Maybe
you
might be into it. Yeah.
The grass is always greener.
You're free.
Right. And if there's no grass on the field, turn around and play in the mud.
Nothing good comes easy. Remember
God, what? Mark.
That's what? Right. Nothing good comes
easy. The trick is you look for the graduation thing on the rearview mirror.
I agree.
Because you know what? If you see the tassel dangle, then she's ready to wrangle.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I agree.
Hells yeah.
I agree, Anthony. Nothing comes easy or quickly. However,
except Jimmy,
it's been over almost 2 years now, and it's starting to get a little personal.
Try playing for the other team once.
No.
How do you know?
Because I tried once.
Try again.
No.
Leave a bad taste in your mouth.
Wait, what?
Jimmy just dropped that in conversation. He's like, I tried once.
I wanted to see how many people were actually paying attention to what was being said.
Oh, we paid attention.
We're at 8:45. I'll isolate that for you.
Wait a minute.
Like forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah, that's not. I never actually did. I know.
You poked one. You looked at it, though. You poked at it a little bit. You slapped it around.
But we can change cinema to cinema.
Oh, God. S-I-N. No, Jesus.
No, that's quite all right.
So
let's.
You've been waiting for that.
I will agree. I will agree to Anthony's suggestion. We'll do two profiles. One profile will be completely and 100% created by Marv.
All right.
And then the other profile will be created
by the committee, which
Dave is a part of.
I will absolutely help because
So we will have, and I will keep track, I will keep stats of both profiles, the type of women that contact me, how many messages I get, how many looks I get, so on and so forth. The only thing that I will not do is I will not use somebody else's profile or picture.
No, of course not.
Mars profile.
No, but I can Photoshop it though, right?
No,
he needs to have a photo. You cannot touch it.
It has to be what I look.
It'll be you, but like I want to put you on like a boat or like.
But I don't own a boat.
Like on a boat with a tiger.
But you've never been on a boat.
That's true. Yeah. As long as you don't say that I own a boat, I'm okay.
No, you're just like a boat, and she can draw her own conclusions.
Put him on Falcor's back.
What's that?
Put him on like Falcor's back.
Yeah,
yes. And just get that reference. That's who you want to talk to.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that was actually part of the movie quote thing. Was I have, and I won't say what it is, I will say it off air, but I had, out of the 10 quotes, one of those was my favorite movie of all time. It is my favorite, and it was like a number one bonus thing that if they got that quote, I would talk to them because they know my favorite movie of all time.
Ishtar?
No.
Dang it.
No. I have a guess.
Spies Like
I
Us.
Know it, you know what it is.
Classic.
Yeah.
Steel Magnolias?
No. No.
Off air.
Yeah, Rochelle knows what it is.
Pootie Tang?
Yes, actually, no.
Boogie Nights.
Yeah. Go around quoting them.
Sadate.
Liz, so. Liz, female input. Like, what's he got to do with his profile pic? Be dark, mysterious.
Be on a boat, right?
I think it's
black and white profile.
Exotic animals.
Exotic animals, a zebra.
Yourself, but then again, if you think about it, it's like.
You gotta grab their attention.
Well, I have different, and that's the thing is, all my pictures are of different moods, different sides of me. So I got what? Like I have one of me smiling, one of me having a good time, one of me in like military, like when I was in deployment, one of me like it's you know the dark and brooding thing where I got
weeping
like
silently
the cap on and.
And I should have been in City Club. And
no, not necessarily that, but yeah, you know, something
dark
like
and
that.
Brooding. I think City Club.
Not like emo or goth, but just like you know, like
your dog collar was at home that day.
Huh? No, but like, I guess the best way I could describe it is like think of like a Ricky Rocks like picture.
Who?
But that's not you.
But it kind of. I mean, not
but that's
really.
Not
but
what you, wanna, you don't want to attract people that would be attracted to
you
that.
You sneezed
photo.
In a Weber grill that like you used 3 days ago, and that's that it blew up on your. What?
Well, like, girls want to see a guy who's like fun.
Right.
But well, this here. Is what I'm going to so say. I got a picture of me in a suit. I got a picture of me on deployment. I got a picture of me with a bunch of my friends. We were recreating the Last Supper as a joke. A picture
hilarious.
Of me.
Nice.
Well, no, it was kind of like one of those things. A picture of me at a military, event where I'm holding a bunch of American
flags.
Now,
see, if you're doing the Last Supper, you should go and find, get three of your buddies and in front of, like, a crucifix, recreate the YMCA. Like, that's all. That's always a classic.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, so I mean, I have different, you know,
nothing pulls
pictures.
Chicks like blasphemy.
Well, I'm sure, yeah.
He right. I think you're just being too hard on yourself because, Liz, how many messages do you get from strange guys on Facebook?
I don't even open them.
But a lot, right?
Yeah.
So you're competing
Liz,
with all those guys on a free website.
I know.
Like
what I'm saying is Liz is on a whole different – Liz and Anthony Barnes are on a whole different level than I am. Like
he
on a
right.
whole different
the rest
level.
Of us are just
he
dog
right.
shit.
Yeah, he right.
No, I'm well, saying me.
Like we're out of the game. Like I've been out of the game for 18 years now.
Right.
Like,
that's
right.
Just, no, but they're on.
You can't really say that because I don't have a girlfriend either.
But that's been your choice.
No. Because
it's by choice, 90%
man. 90% of them, like you say, they're batshit crazy.
Right.
So it's about finding that one that is.
Right. No, and I
found
totally
that
agree.
One. I'm not saying I'm looking all the time. But,
right.
You know it's.
But I'm
sometimes
sure,
it's not about this
sure
right, it's just about
got,
this right now.
Absolutely. But sometimes you got to kick the tires. And,
but the difference is,
you know, check the oil if you know
on,
what I'm saying. Talking
on,
about a dipstick, look out, penis.
If you were on an online profile, you would get, I got what, like 20-something messages or like four messages or something like that. You would get like 30.
Yeah, but you think
you
about
could,
that.
But then you could weed those 30 out.
But wait, if I, let's be honest here. If I was to see Anthony on one of those sites, I wouldn't have messaged him.
Ooh, you're not competing against
him. Yeah, I understand that.
But why? Why wouldn't I have messaged him?
Would you think would you think out of your league or would you think that's not his
role
picture?
No, it's the same reason
and that no, that's yeah. why
exactly.
I would the
that's
second.
The
no, second.
The first.
I would think that's not his real picture.
No, I would think the first that there's no way.
Oh, same
right.
reason people apply for entry level jobs and
right,
not the higher.
But and here's the thing is and just like the profile and you were right on that, I don't have a type. I will message, you know, people that I think are out of my league. I will message them. I will message people that I think are very compatible with
if
me.
If Fast Times or Ridgemont High taught us nothing, you need to take the lesson
cakes.
From Damone. No, screw
wait, 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 wait.
Damone. You got to put out the vibe, man.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you put out the vibe to like 1,000 chicks, mm-hmm. and you wait for the one or two to bite.
Right. It's a number,
and it
game.
Doesn't matter if she you know.
Well, but
what
I like
it?
I
Lays,
said,
stays,
I
prays,
I,
or,
yeah,
strays.
Yeah, some kind I messaged of about I messaged approximately 30 people within the week, and mm-hmm. out of those 30, I got a couple of messages, but the messages were like, "Yo, why are you talking
how long
to
have
me?"
You been
30
on
people
it?
Is not that.
How
much
how long
are
in plenty of
fish?
Yeah. A year small and a half.
So yeah, so 30 people
a year and a half.
So hold on, 30 people and you got what'd you say? Four messages?
Four. 30 people, four responses.
To your okay, so
to
you
my
mess,
message.
So you messaged 30 people
yes.
and you got four responses.
Yes.
How many have messaged?
So that's
you
what?
On
that's
their
like
own?
A 15-14%
I think
return.
Hold on. Messaged me first too, but the one was I lived in Hamtramck.
Okay, here's something
one,
if I were you
one,
I would consider. I would consider start taking screen captures and running a blog.
Yes.
My, you know, like my fishing nightmares,
right,
or something, mm-hmm, and then have that in your profile, and that way when you shoot them, you're like, hey, look, I'm just trying to say hi. You look like a decent person.
Right.
Please don't make me add you to this website. You know, don't,
no, that's, yeah,
don't
that's
make,
blackmail.
Don't make me blog about you.
No, it's not. No, it's actually, that's good. That's, you know,
no, but then I won't get any responses.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
No, you will. Because I'll go read it.
What? One, yeah, that's clever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
no, it actually, it's kind of clever.
It's something,
yeah,
that's completely different than, right, what they're seeing, right, on every other profile.
And, but that's what the movie coach thing was. Is it was something that was,
but,
unique.
But that's, no, pretentious.
But see, and that,
but it was,
that
feels, no, it feels, it's pretentious.
That feels like
it's
a quiz.
Absolutely, it, okay, absolutely.
It yeah, feels that yep, feels like.
And didn't one of the girls say you sounded pretentious?
That was with a new profile.
Ooh.
Yeah. Either way, the movie coach, yeah, thing was pretentious, and yes, it is a quiz. If I don't know them,
and
like,
I didn't,
well,
say, I didn't say you have to take this. I said for fun.
It doesn't matter.
As an icebreaker.
No, it's, you know, still, no, you're still, right, testing,
yeah,
them right off the bat.
If they don't know him, then they're like, well, I'm not going to message, yeah, him because he's not going to be interested in me. Yeah.
Plus, right, it sounds like work.
Yeah, it absolutely, right, does. Yeah.
They were good movies.
For, yeah, you, they were. Like, maybe they
had, yeah, the conversation that you bring up later.
Yeah.
See, I look at, so, like, I almost look at, so, yeah, there. I freely admit there are two things that would scare the ever living hell out of me in this day and age, and one of them is high school, mm-hmm, and the other is dating.
Right.
Yes. But like, I, it's almost, and I hate to say, but it's almost job interview esque, and like, yeah, and
it
I've,
really
well,
is.
Well, but like, so it, like, sucks. I don't interview, like, I've been told by everybody that's ever watched me do a job, like, I don't interview like my typical job interview, like, I'll ask like big fluffy high animal, mm-hmm, you know, big fluffy cloud pictures, but like, I ask things like, okay, so what's your favorite movie and your favorite quote from that movie,
right,
during a job interview. Why? Because it's not what normal people ask,
right,
And it throws you off your game, and right, number, and then it, like, and then I get to see what
how
answer are
person,
you, and what answer are you giving me, and then when you ask what's your favorite quote from it, are you just bullshitting me,
right, mm-hmm, yeah,
like, you know, you'd be saying, oh, well, you know, I'm really
she
into, right, and right, what's your favorite quote, and, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you never watched it,
well,
shut
there's
up,
yeah, there's like a famous somewhat famous, like, the job interview question of like, how many Chinese restaurants are in this area.
Right.
Like, of course you don't know that.
Right.
But the answer that they're looking for is like, well, I don't know.
But here's how I would get
but
to
I,
that.
But
answer.
I'm,
right,
I'd be happy to look for
many,
it and
how
get
many
back to you.
Chinese, well, here, let me find out.
Yeah, let me fire up, yeah, Yelp. But like, yeah, so like stupid, like, I always ask, okay, so are you an algebra person or a geometry person? I
math
really
is evil.
No, but I really don't care what the answer right, is. Mm-hmm. But by and large, algebra people need structure. Geometry right, people are more creative.
Right.
That just, I mean, that's just
what if they answered with math is evil? That's how I would answer.
And I'm okay with that.
Okay, I mean, so back in the day when I was dating, there was a movie test that I would throw at girls, right?
Okay.
And the woman who has become my wife passed it with flying colors.
Okay.
All right. And it's a very simple test.
Okay.
You go see a movie.
Okay.
When you come out of the movie, you ask, so what did you think of the movie?
Right.
If all she responds with is, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. Get rid of her. Okay. Because if you can't speak intelligently
right,
about a movie you just saw.
Right.
You're no good for conversation. I don't want. Right. Don't want to deal with you. I asked that question of my wife. We went, yeah, and saw. We went and saw Mars Attacks. That's how long ago this was. And it was like she was defending a thesis on like the special effects
really
and the story
the
and the this
so
and the
bad,
that. And so then I was like, well, yeah, you're right. We probably should have seen First Contact instead. To which she replied, well, it's not too late. Let's do that. My treat.
Oh, nice.
Bonus right, points. See, I
but,
married that
but,
girl.
Yeah,
you
well,
really?
But, hold on.
Bonus points for getting trapped watching that piece of shit Jodie Foster finding her
she
dad flick.
Like, let's go see another one.
Right. First Contact.
But,
oh, no, that Star was Star Trek. Trek. I was thinking yeah, Contact.
I was, like, yeah. I was like, they lost his mind.
But see, in order for me to do something like that, Marv, I would have to get on that second.
But
date,
what I'm saying is, you she doesn't even know she was being tested.
No, I know.
Is what I'm
I
saying.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Also, and the locked door test when you go out on a date. Locked door test.
What's that?
Both doors locked.
Okay.
You open. You unlock her door. You let her in.
Right.
If she does not reach over and unlock your door.
Okay, but
were you driving a 1978
Vega? You have to borrow like a 1974 Bonneville.
Okay. I was gonna say
you have to do
I
that.
I unlock the doors.
No,
all the doors. Are
no, you have to do
the
that.
Doors in my car.
No, you have
like
to
I,
do
it's
that.
It's not like I'm gonna open unlock the door, open it up,
broke,
put her in, press the key fob again to lock.
Do it
the door.
See what happens.
But actually, she couldn't open my side.
No, you got
because that little lever's broken.
See,
I have to open the window and reach out to open it.
Well, we're going to have David join the committee, too, yeah. And we're going to work on this. Maybe we'll have, like, a couple girls come in here, too, and you can audition them or something like
maybe.
That.
Maybe. All right. Ooh. And I promised I would do this. So we're going to do this before we go off the air.
All right.
Because I was challenged to do this, so I'm going to do it.
Oh, is this the Shakespeare
yeah.
thing?
Yeah. And then again, I cannot wait. Okay. And again, this is bad because my confidence is shattered.
I kind of feel like we need to do the dating game.
Yes. I think we do.
We need him in here and a couple, like, few girls out there with absolutely. Mics.
And they don't get to see them.
Exactly. And then, Bachelorette number one.
Oh, you know what that means? So that means we're going to have to Hulk Hogan him off of our website and everything.
I love that that turned up. Dude, he got totally Hoganed off the website.
But the question becomes, who and how are we going to choose three random women like that?
I think we have an idea. Off the street.
I don't know. Open up the window and say, hey, do you girls like beer?
Right. All right. I promise I will do this, so we're going to do this before we
this
go off.
This is for Liz, really quick.
This is for Liz. And again, I apologize.
We'll make it happen.
I apologize for this.
Stop apologizing and Shakespeare it up. Come on.
I'm going to nail this.
Yeah, come on. You're going to nail this, then you're going to nail that. Hell yeah. Look out.
That just
really, Mark?
What? Oh.
You just blew his mouth, baby.
Doth thou not appreciate mine innuendo?
No.
I'm sorry. If right now he doesn't break out with, wouldst thou like green eggs and ham? Wouldst thou like them, Sam? I am.
All right. Here we go.
Anthony's face just like, what the?
All right. Here we go.
Ham.
All right. Dear sweet Elizabeth, how can I woo thee? How can a man short in stature and follicles woo thee, who is akin to a goddess?
Respect.
Shall I write thee poems? Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? It is mad folly to think thus. My only course is to tell thee of thy beauty and let the verse win out. Thy beauty is such that the goddess Aphrodite weeps in jealous rage at thy visage. Thou art more beautiful than the first rays of sun after a long winter. Thy smile is more radiant than the brightest diamond found in the blackest depths. Thy eyes show the cosmos in its infinite splendor and beauty. Thy hair is that to which the silkworm's work is compared. Thy wit is as sharp as the finest blade, and thy humor makes the bards rage with jealousy. My humble words cannot do thee justice, but know that they are true. Thou hast picked me in the challenge of the hosts, and I hope my meager words do not disparage thy choice.
That was not bad.
There you go. Oh, Liz likes it.
She liked it. Look at that.
Liz, has anyone ever wrote you a poem or anything?
No.
Did the hair worm thing creep you out?
You know what? That was but I'm like, how do you compare silk but make it better than silk?
I don't know. I would have gone with like silk panties or something.
Maybe like a rayon. Some DuPont form of fabric. But we got to leave. We're at the 9 o'clock hour. I want to thank Anthony Barnes for being in here. Randomly Liz, as always, on. David for running the board. Rochelle,
absolutely.
Our
thank
host.
You.
All thank right. You. We'll see everybody next Tuesday, and then we'll give an update on Jimmy's thing. And then maybe we can set up a dating game. That would be cool, David.
That has to happen. I'm going to see who I can.
Yeah.
Who,
yeah. Yeah. This has to happen.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye bye.
This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. This is a previously recorded episode of The Undercard, Hand Combat Radio.